Well, I agree with the argument about the red board and the Buffalo. I would like to see them members of the red board, but the fact of the matter is I think the position that the Buffalo Red River District has taken in that is a good one, in that the money goes out and we don't see anything coming back. So I think that's, you know, I think until you could, there can be some assurances from the red board, that would be the way to go. I want to go back in history a little bit, because obviously there's, not everything with the watershed has been hunky-dory lately, and I'm going to start with that. So back in 2012, there was a request to expand the district, and I spoke out to this board back at that time, and also with the city of Moorhead, that I did not, wasn't suggesting that we oppose the expansion of the board, but I was very concerned about what the future makeup of that board would be. And I think to this day, what I thought concerned me has happened. I do want to state that, you know, you had mentioned, Bruce, that Clay County has gone from a, so what happened after this is Clay County went from an 83.2% tax capacity to a 72.7% tax capacity. In other words, like you said, about 72.7% of all money that comes from the watershed district comes from Clay County. And a significant portion of that 72% comes from the city of Moorhead. The drainage area went from 58 to 44.1%, and I'm talking about Clay County's numbers. The population went from 90% Clay County to 83.8%. The voting membership went from 60% to 42.85%, hence my problem. One of the things that we do get 100% of, potentially, is all the water from any ditch projects that the watershed might do. That all ultimately will either hit the Buffalo River, which hits the Red River, or it hits directly to the Red River. Right. So we have the potential for 100% of all the water coming, and we get 42% of the vote on how, if it happens or not. This past year, the watershed contested the diversion authority permit granted by the DNR. Some of the reasons were they had to contest it because of the 30-day time period to make that decision. Prior to that, the Buffalo Board decided not to have a voting member on the diversion authority. They had an opportunity to have a seat at the table from the very beginning on, and Bruce, I've heard you describe this thing, and rightfully so, is the biggest water project this region will ever see. Mm-hmm. And for a water board to not have a seat at that table, I find that disturbing. Had you had a member on that board, you would have had ample opportunity to be updated on a regular basis, whether it was the Plan A that was rejected by the DNR to Plan B that was approved by the DNR. That 30 days would have been a non-argument, or should have been a non-argument, had we had somebody from the Buffalo Red there to be following this project as it went on, instead of just getting snippets from people who come to your board meetings. In all the Diversion Authority meetings I've been to, and I don't know that I've missed a Diversion Authority meeting since its inception, I have only seen one Buffalo Red River Watershed board member at any of those meetings, and that's Jerry. And I you may have been to one, Jay, one or two, but the others, I have never seen any other member at one of those meetings. For the biggest water project in this region, to not have that presence there, I just
find that. Jerry just wasn't, just for the public, Jerry just wasn't at one.
Jerry was at many.
Right.
And
I think it's important.
And I'm thankful for Jerry, but right. Jerry still, you know, and heck, he didn't have a reason to go. His board denied the Jerry was the one who sat on it when its inception until the final new board was done and the new joint powers. I don't blame Jerry at all. I'm glad Jerry still showed up, but he didn't make all those meetings, and I can't blame him. Then after contesting the DNR permit, the board denied the local watershed permit from the diversion authority. Even with the, I want to make sure I get my number, is it 52 or 54 conditions? 54 conditions by the DNR. And I know that there was even an effort amongst technical staff from the Buffalo Red and the diversion authority to find out what else, what isn't, what of those protections might need to be changed, or did they have concern with the DNR, or what additional ones could be done. There was even some recommended additional conditions by the Buffalo Red Board that our diversion authority said, we will accept those and we will work with those. Yet that permit was still denied. It was denied by four members, one from Rothsay, one from Audubon, one from Kent, and one from Fergus Falls. I don't recognize any of those being in Clay County. Hence my problem going back to the change in the makeup of the board, going from a 60% majority to a minority, with getting all the water and having a vast majority of the tax capacity. They voted, that board voted against something that this board has found critical and has supported from its inception in terms of that project, to protect not only Moorhead, but vitally to our region. All we hear about is, we're not here to protect Fargo. Well, I'll tell you what, when I had to have my open heart surgery, I couldn't get it done in Moorhead. And then I get from good sources that now sometimes I've heard of landowners going to the watershed and they're told you need to solve your own problems. That's not proper water management. I can't support your request, and I'm sorry, I can't do it. That doesn't mean you can't go to Vulcan County and ask them to do it. But if you go there, if this thing doesn't pass, when you go there, make sure you tell them that Clay County doesn't want to be paying this.